Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I've been able to invite a great entrepreneur on the show today. You know, when we find entrepreneurs that have a very certain path in their career that leads up to something that's really, really big, we love inviting them on the show. And of course, we've been able to invite Mr. Chris Violas today, and he's the CEO and founder of Blaze. And Blaze is really driving innovation in the cannabis industry. I mean, they're one of the leaders in the field. He really has taken his background and experience, put it together with an amazing world-class team, and they really are the information, I guess, system and online backbone of so many companies in this industry. They're actually driving the entire industry themselves, of course, with the help with their technologists and everybody else that's involved with their company. But Chris, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Yeah, Andy, thanks for having me. So excited to be here and talk to you a little bit more about, you know, the background of what we're doing and what we're doing here at Blaze. We're super excited.
Yeah, your expansion has been remarkable. Of course, this is a very powerful platform that you and your team have built. Before we get into it, though, because we love technologists, we love people that take something and build something great like you've been able to do, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet. Tell us about Blaze, and then we're going to get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to. So Blaze, we are the operating system for a lot of cannabis operators here, both in Canada as well as the U.S. So what that really means is the point of sale, the inventory management layer. If you're doing cultivation, we're helping you track that plant and make sure you have invoicing and wholesale management around that. We're really excited about what we're doing. It's a big task. You know, for those that are not so familiar with what an operating system is, you could think of Epic for healthcare, right? It's a healthcare information system. We're very similar in the fact that we are running day-to-day operations. We're managing the business at multiple levels from, like I mentioned, the sales transactions down to the inventory. And then a big piece of what we do is actually the compliance layer. Obviously, it's a regulated industry. And so as such, we really help speed up the process for operators to stay in compliance and maintain that.
Yeah, Chris, it's great. Of course, your background is in business information systems and online security.
Yep.
And then, of course, you've been in the business yourself. So you understand sort of from the owner's perspective what it takes to really have a powerful platform that can help those clients build their business. So let's talk about that because it's vertically integrated. It's such a great standalone sort of business that you've offered your clients. Let's talk about how it all works from the back end.
Yeah, absolutely. I think to your point, when you're solving a problem as an entrepreneur, one of the best things to have it is experience of that problem. It's yourself at scale. And so I think one of the things that makes Blaze really unique from a team perspective is most of the executives here, most of the teammates for us throughout the organization, we're about 100 strong, used to be cannabis operators, and including myself. So I used to run a delivery service. I've experienced the pain of not being able to manage something at scale. And so what we're providing that infrastructure for these providers. So, you know, for instance, when someone wants to go open a retail facility, we are checking in inventory. We're tracking the inventory. We're tracking state consumption limits, right, where we can only sell a certain amount. We're reporting transactions back to the state. We're reporting back to the appropriate government area. So for us, we're really, to your point, I think you used the word backbone. It really is truly the backbone for these cannabis operations. We've got about 1,400 operators on us today in North America, and we're just extremely excited to be able to support these folks because it's fascinating, right? We've got a great industry that's growing rapidly, is relatively recession-proof, and is just moving at a great clip, and we're excited to see this move forward.
Yeah, Chris, it really makes all the sense in the world when you really think about it. Now, your team is amazing. Now, let's talk about it, because every state has different rules and regulations. I mean, it almost seems like every month or every few months, there's a new rule or regulation coming out. How does your team at Blaze sort of stay in the pocket with all these new rules so that then you can integrate it into the system for your clients?
I think to really fully answer that, I want to give you a sense of our journey here and why we're at the place where we're at. So to your point, things are moving rapidly. There's about 38 states today in the U.S. that allow either a recreational or medical program. But for us, it all starts back with where we really got going. I'm very fortunate. I get to work with my father day in, day out. He's our general counsel and chief compliance officer at the company. Really, I got into cannabis and I got into the idea of being an operator from watching him. He's been a cannabis attorney since about 2005. So it's been around for a bit. And he actually wrote the regulations for the city of Long Beach, which was a municipality that adopted recreational cannabis pretty early on. And a lot of the other municipalities in California took that as a framework. So we've been very well aware of the regulations here in California. But that being said, as we started to expand out to the other states, the compliance team led by my father here is made up of folks. We have dedicated resources that track these new regulations of these new states, and also regulations that are continuously changing here in California and the states that we operate today. So we take compliance very seriously. It's a big part of what we do, and we've got dedicated teammates here. Just that is our sole job, to keep up with it. But it is moving at some high velocity here.
That's awesome, Chris. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, your father actually wrote some of the rules and the regulations. And, I would think that if I'm one of your clients and I know that, your company has this type of background and experience and really started from the beginning, with your father writing the rules and the regulations and the laws or being involved with that, that's the type of people that I want to do business with, because I know that they've got my back. So let's talk about that a little bit. When a company reaches out to you, when one of your potential clients reaches out to you, Chris, what does that first conversation sound like? Are they in the business? Are they thinking about getting in the business? Do they have another system that they want to change? What's the sort of the dynamic there?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very fortunate. About 50% of our deals are brand new customers that are just opening the doors for the very first time. So they're really excited to get things going. The other 50% are folks migrating from another platform that just didn't quite cut it for them. And so the journey is quite different based off of those two things. But for folks that start off and are really just getting things going in what we would call the pre-licensing phase, where they don't have a license yet they're applying for it, they're trying to get their business plan set up and ready to go, we're involved very early on with these folks. Part of obviously bringing in a system like ours is we have dedicated workflows and certain things to really help enable that business to perform that task over and over again in the proper manner. So we get involved very early with these folks and really help guide them along. We're actually about to produce a really cool white paper on this idea of what we call a tech stack, because really at the end of the day, when you start to look at these dispensaries, these retailers, if you just double click on them, some of them are very large and are moving, I would say, the equivalent sales of a Costco potentially on a daily basis. I mean, it's pretty insane. So to run that type of business, it takes a lot. So we're involved on consulting of, hey, what other solutions do you need? Do you need in-store, signage or digital kiosks, or what else do you need to make that retail experience go around? And I think one thing that we've been very successful with and double down on is how do we extend the retail facility to do omni-channel and other ways to, distribute the product. At Blaze, we're really excited. I mentioned my background was in a delivery operations background here. We've been one of the pioneers in that space, I would say, in California. And California is definitely a leading state when it comes to this concept of delivery. But I think it's really incredible that Amazon can get away with a two-hour delivery. Yet, if you talk to some consumers here in California and other states, 30 minutes isn't fast enough. Right. So it's actually incredible that we can enable folks that to do these deliveries, to extend, a retail storefront, to do delivery plus be omni-channel in nature. And I think that's something that's been a huge passion for me, because I want to see these operators do very well. I used to be one. But it's also really making it a great consumer experience for those that are just getting into, you know, this industry and checking it out for the first time.
Yeah, Chris, that makes all the sense in the world. Of course, I believe you worked at the Amazon Web Services as a startup business development manager. I mean, that's a great way to sort of understand what people need in their own business. And of course, you know, you understand the cloud, you understand technology, you've got this technology stack, you've got this white paper that you're writing. Let's talk about supply chain, because everybody talks about the supply chain now. You know, you can't walk into a store without someone talking about it, or you can't, you know, go online about without reading about it. Your system, I mean, it must really help with the supply chain as well. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what's interesting about cannabis and this whole industry is, because it, each state and every province is a little different, we have a very closed loop supply chain. We can't do interstate commerce, right? So everything has to be produced here. It's got to be packaged. It's got to be distributed and delivered in the state or in the province. So for us, we're excited to be able to offer these types of softwares down to the cultivator that is, you know, spending a lot of work, whether they're on the farm or in a warehouse doing indoor indoor cultivation. We're powering a lot of those cultivations through our software and tracking those plants to say, hey, what plants are doing very well, which ones are not. And we work through that entire process from harvest to production. So actually packaging that, the product, right? If you're doing manufacturing, supporting that, and then ultimately, you know, getting it into a distribution facility to get tested. That's a big, you know, thing that we want to make sure we handle there. And then ultimately get out to the retailers to be sold to the consumer. So for us, being able to connect that entire supply chain through our software is really, really interesting. And for me, I just love the idea of infrastructure. You mentioned AWS and my work there. You know, similar to how the cloud is really backing companies like myself and allowing Blaze to really scale out, and all the other great entrepreneurs you've had on this show, you know, we're really allowing operators to run on our backbone and really provide the day-to-day, you know, platform, operations platform for these folks.
Yeah, I love it. You call it Blaze Tech Made Easy. You know, Chris, you've become sort of a go-to expert in the field. You're brought on so many different daises, and you're brought into seminars, and you're brought on to conferences to be a guest speaker and the main spotlight speaker and everything like that. When we think about it, one thing you've done great with Blaze is you've really given back. I mean, you're really the place where people go for information, trusted information. I mean, people have a question about what's going on. They come to you. They come to your organization. You put out a lot of different information that's very, very valuable to the people in your space. How important is that sort of being the focus of the industry to give out information and make sure the information is right for your people?
Absolutely. I mean, look, this industry, a lot of folks that are looking at it from the sidelines are really confused as to what's going on, let alone folks that are in the industry. Things have been moving at such a rapid pace. I mean, really from 2017 to now, we've had probably more than 20 states roll out different programs here. So we want to make sure we are helping spreading the word about what is actually going on. We've got some great data insights into the industry, obviously, with folks running on our platform. So our job is to be a good shepherd of the information, make sure we are producing good, actionable content for not just our operators to say, hey, maybe we should change the way we're looking at, you know, how many SKUs we hold onto at the retail facility. That's one thing. But as an industry as a whole, we're really trying to spread the word and spread the information to folks that are interested. Commercial, you know, obviously the community, the capital community, the consumers themselves. We partner up with some great organizations as well. I mean, Weed Maps is a great partner of ours. They're doing so much to spread the word around what cannabis is, how to think about it, how to use it. We really want to help empower that and make sure that, you know, people look at the cannabis industry as a legitimate, line of business. We're very excited about where we've come. We've got a long way to go. There's no doubt about it, but we want to make sure we're vocalizing that and really living it day in, day out.
Yeah, I love it. You have a great team. I've had a chance to sort of meet some of the team, you know, through phone calls and texts and chats, getting ready for this interview. Let's talk about your team. I mean, yeah, you have a great team, world-class. When you hire somebody to join your team, I think you mentioned the number of people on the team. It's quite impressive. What do you look for? Are you looking for honesty and integrity? Are you looking for technology? Are you looking for experience or combination thereof?
You know, we've a combination thereof. And look, we're looking for great talent across the board. We always are. And I think for us, what does that really mean? For me, it is one of the big principles, leadership principles at Blaze is accountability. That's what I want to see. If you're going to say you're going to do something, do it. Make sure you follow through and you hold your teammates accountable. So for me, I'm looking for a passion to be in this industry. This is not an easy industry to be in. I'm looking for a passion to be in technology. I'm looking for, obviously, experience to back whatever position we're trying to fill. But for me, it's that kind of attitude that I'm really looking at is, do you have a go-getter mentality? Being a former D1 soccer player and athlete, you know, you get on the field and you flip that switch into let's go compete. And I'm looking for that competitive edge. I'm looking for that attitude. That really is what you'll find here is accountability and just, you know, really, I would say, aggressive mindset of really being good shepherds and trying to help this industry as best as we can. So a little bit of everything there.
Yeah, makes sense. Of course, I know you've only cut out a certain amount of time today. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I want to bring you back to keep on unpacking the envelope. But yep. I want to talk to you about this background and experience you have in sports, because we find a lot of times that great entrepreneurs, you know, they have something in their background and experience that leads them to be a great entrepreneur. It could be sports. It could be, you know, chess. It could be, you know, just being in the room and you know, assembling and disassembling old radios. Whatever it is, there's something in their background experience that makes them a great entrepreneur. In your particular case, you played soccer. And what can you take from your soccer team work and leadership that you brought into the entrepreneurial realm that now helps you in your entrepreneurial game?
That's a great question. I talk about it a lot actually here at Blaze because I think they're very relevant. And when I look at back on my career as a soccer player and just, you know, where I was able to go with it, I think one of the things that you need to know is I was a goalkeeper, which is kind of an interesting position within the soccer field, right? When I say play soccer, a lot of people are like, oh, you must be a runner. It's funny because now I am, but back in the day I was not. So being a goalkeeper, it's a really interesting position where you are the last line of defense at the end of the day, right? You have a unique position. A lot of the times the team will go train and you'll go break off as a goalkeeper team and go train yourself, right? So it's a very different skill set. And so while you're in a team, it's very much, you know, you need to kind of come up and really be that leader. And I think one of the things that's really transferable for me was, look, at the end of the day, no matter how good you are, if you have one mistake in the field, it's totally fine. But if you have one mistake as a goalkeeper, that ball's in the net. And what are you going to do, right? It's your fault at the end of the day. You need to be accountable for that. So I have this great goalkeeper coach. He's the U.S. men's national team goalkeeper coach, Zach Abdul. He had this saying that has always stuck with me, and I think also has led into where what's driven me so far is just find a way. That was what he said. And no matter if that you've got a 5% chance of saving that shot or, you know, 90%, you've got to find a way to stop that ball from in the net. And I think that kind of attitude and determination is really transferred here. And I think you'll see that across other athletes are now entrepreneurs as well.
Yeah, I love that. Find a way. It makes sense. And of course, for the people watching the show, they might want to know, if you were the owner of a team, a professional soccer team or football team, which you might be one day. I mean, what's going on with Blaze is remarkable. Would you start your team with Ronaldo or Messi?
Oh, man. I'm a huge Ronaldo fan, so I would pick Ronaldo here just because what a great I just love the speed. I love the aggressiveness of Ronaldo, so I would have to pick him. Absolutely.
I love it. Okay, let's get back to Blaze just for a second. When somebody reaches out to you, yep, and they want to incorporate your platform, do you send people from Blaze to their organization to sort of set it up, or is it done virtually? How does the setup start for the people that want to engage with you?
Yeah, great question. And actually, it's one of the big differentiators at Blaze, right? We've got a pretty large team here, partly because we take customer support so seriously. And within the customer support organization, we've got an onboarding team dedicated to just that, bringing new folks, new organizations onto the platform, making sure they're successful. And then after, you know, a month of running really successfully, we bring on our account management team to make sure that relationship is solid through and through as we continue to innovate and move this these organizations forward. So the journey is, you know, about for a new a customer that's opening a door, a new organization, it's about 2 to 3 weeks. If we're migrating large enterprises off, obviously that's a different time period, and we have to work with that organization to migrate their data into the platform, train their respective folks all the way from the accounting team, the finance team, to the folks on the floor, to the inventory managers and general managers. I mean, we really touch every single aspect of that organization. And so we take training very seriously, onboarding very seriously. At the end of the day, we've got to make sure they're able to leverage our product to make them more efficient and more productive.
Yeah, I love it. Of course, one thing that you're known for at Blaze as well is your dedication to security. So let's talk about that, because, you know, data is very important. Privacy is very important. Let's talk about your team's commitment, Chris, to data security and privacy and how that all is incorporated into the Blaze platform.
Absolutely. I mean, security is priority zero, right? It is right there. We think about it every day. We talk about it every day at Blaze. So having been able to work at Amazon Web Services in the past, I mean, I was really well-trained. I got to see a number of organizations from fintech companies to healthcare companies down to, you know, traditional, finance trading platforms. Security is at the heart of everything that we do here at Blaze. We've got a lot of personal identifiable information within the platform. I'm excited to say we just received our SOC 2 certification. So we are doubling down across the board, not just at the tech layer, but the process layer as well within the organization. We want to be good custodians of this data. We have a lot of interesting data at the end of the day, but we want to make sure that we have everything locked down day in, day out. And so we feel very confident about that journey. But you can go see more about our security practices on our website. We go kind of the ninth mile on this to get everything we can.
Yeah, I love it. And congrats on the SOC 2 certification. That's amazing. Before I let you go, I want to talk about entrepreneurship, because we have some younger entrepreneurs watching the show, of course, and they're watching you and, you know, you and your team, and you've built a great company. But of course, along the way, there are potholes in the road. There's some roadblocks, some walls. For the younger entrepreneurs, or for the older entrepreneurs, I don't care about the age.
Absolutely.
For entrepreneurs hitting a roadblock in their path, in their journey, can you give some advice to those people about how to get through those tough times and keep on pushing?
Absolutely. Look, I think at the end of the day, I've been very fortunate to surround myself with some great teammates and some great mentors. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs that I've seen tend to not necessarily ask for help at some points and when they hit these roadblocks. And I actually take the opposite approach. I look at our investment team, our leadership team as resources, and I've leveraged those. I bring up conversations that are difficult, right? But at the end of the day, these folks are here. We're a team. We're all moving towards that same objective. And I think even if you're a two-man shop, you know, reaching out, getting yourself an advisor is not a bad idea, right? Getting a different perspective from a different industry with a different lens is what I found to be very hopeful in my journey. I think the other thing is, look, work-life balance. Being an athlete, you know, I just absolutely dedicated myself into training, from, you know, weight training to film. Taking that same approach here in entrepreneurship is good, but you need to balance that out. And so, you know, I make a lot of time for myself in the mornings to go do what I need to do, run, work out. That time is critically important. I would say don't lose that time, especially as your organization gets bigger and things are starting to move at a higher velocity. It's really, really important to kind of keep yourself sane. And last thing I'll say is a lot of entrepreneurs get so stuck on their problem in the industry. A lot of these problems have been solved in other industries. So take some time, prepare yourself, do some homework across industries, see if you can find similar problems. Ultimately, the solutions will tend to be relatively similar as well. So those are kind of my couple points there on entrepreneurship. When you start to hit that wall and you're looking like, what are we doing here? I think those three things are really helpful.
Great advice for the entrepreneurs. Rewind what Chris just said. That's very, very valuable. Of course, Chris, I mean, you're leading one of the powerhouses in the business. Blaze is doing such great work. I mean, I love what you said. Just find a way. I can see that being the name of your TED Talk or the book that you're going to write. I mean, I love that so much. Congrats on your SOC 2 certification.
Thank you.
Of course, you would start with Ronaldo. I don't think I could debate that very much. You know, Messi is a great player as well, of course. And we love soccer. We love sports. We love entrepreneurs that take their sport journey and turn it into a great entrepreneurial journey as well. It's been great. Listen, what you're doing at Blaze, amazing, award-winning platform. You're leading the way. Your technology stack is amazing. And of course, you have great things on the horizon as well at Blaze. So congratulations, Chris, for what you're doing. And thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Andy, thanks for having me so much. Appreciate it.